Java, software platform, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. This recording was last updated on August 19, 2013. Java is a set of several computer software products and specifications from Sun Microsystems, which has since merged with Oracle Corporation, that, together, provide a system for developing application software and deploying it in a cross-platform computing environment. Java is used in a wide variety of computing platforms, from embedded devices and mobile phones on the low end to enterprise servers and supercomputers on the high end. While less common, Java applets are sometimes used to provide improved and secure functions while browsing the World Wide Web on desktop computers. Writing in the Java programming language is the primary way to produce code that will be deployed as Java bytecode. There are, however, bytecode compilers available for other languages, such as Ada, JavaScript, Python, and Ruby. Several new languages have been designed to run natively on the Java Virtual Machine, or JVM, such as Scala, Clojure, and Groovy. Java syntax borrows heavily from C and C++, but object-oriented features are modeled after Smalltalk and Objective-C. Java eliminates certain low-level constructs, such as pointers, and has a very simple memory model, where every object is allocated on the heap, and all variables of object types are references. Memory management is handled through integrated automatic garbage collection, performed by the JVM. On November 13, 2006, Sun Microsystems made the bulk of its implementation of Java available under the GNU General Public License. Contents. Section 1. Platform. Section 2. History. Section 3. Usage. Section 4. Mascot. Section 5. Licensing. Section 6. Criticism. Section 1. Platform. An addition of the Java platform is the name for a bundle of related programs from Sun which allow for developing and running programs written in the Java programming language. The platform is not specific to any one processor or operating system, but rather an execution engine, called a virtual machine, and a compiler with a set of libraries that are implemented for various hardware and operating systems, so that Java programs can run identically on all of them. Java Card, a technology that allows small Java-based applications, or applets, to be run securely on smart cards and similar small memory devices. Java ME, Micro Edition, specifies several different sets of libraries, known as profiles, for devices with limited storage, display, and power capabilities. Often used to develop applications for mobile devices, PDAs, TV set-top boxes, and printers. Java SE, Standard Edition. For general-purpose use on desktop PCs, servers, and similar devices. Java EE, Enterprise Edition. Java SE plus various APIs useful for multi-tier client-server enterprise applications. The Java platform consists of several programs, each of which provides a distinct portion of its overall capabilities. For example, the Java compiler, which converts Java source code into Java bytecode, and intermediate language for the Java Virtual Machine, or JVM, is provided as part of the Java Development Kit, or JDK. The Java Runtime Environment, or JRE, complementing the JVM with a just-in-time, or JIT, compiler, converts intermediate bytecode into native machine code on the fly. An extensive set of libraries are also part of the Java platform. The essential components in the platform are the Java language compiler, the libraries, and the runtime environment in which Java intermediate bytecode executes according to the rules laid out in the virtual machine specification. Section 1.1. Java Virtual Machine. The heart of the Java platform is the concept of a virtual machine that executes Java bytecode programs. This bytecode is the same no matter what hardware or operating system the program is running under. There is a JIT compiler within the Java virtual machine. The JIT compiler translates the Java bytecode into native processor instructions at runtime and caches the native code in memory during execution. The use of bytecode as an intermediate language permits Java programs to run on any platform that has a virtual machine available. The use of a JIT compiler means that Java applications, after a short delay during loading, and once they have warmed up by being all or mostly JIT compiled, tend to run about as fast as native programs. Since JRE version 1.2, Sun's JVM implementation included a just-in-time compiler instead of an interpreter. Although Java programs are platform-independent, the code of the Java Virtual Machine, or JVM, that execute these programs is not. Every supported operating system has its own JVM. For more information on the Java Virtual Machine, please see the Wikipedia article Java Virtual Machine. Section 1.2, Class Libraries. In most modern operating systems, or OSs, a large body of reusable code is provided to simplify the programmer's job. This code is typically provided as a set of dynamically loadable libraries that applications can call at runtime. Because the Java platform is not dependent on any specific operating system, applications cannot rely on any of the pre-existing OS libraries. Instead, the Java platform provides a comprehensive set of its own standard class libraries, containing much of the same reusable functions commonly found in modern operating systems. Most of the system library is also written in Java. For instance, the Swing library paints the user interface and handles the events itself, eliminating many subtle differences between how different platforms handle even similar components. The Java class libraries serve three purposes within the Java platform. First, like other standard code libraries, the Java libraries provide the programmer a well-known set of functions to perform common tasks, such as maintaining lists of items or performing complex string parsing. Second, the class libraries provide an abstract interface to tasks that would normally depend heavily on the hardware and operating system. Tasks such as network access and file access are often heavily intertwined with the distinctive implementations of each platform. The Java.NET and Java.IO libraries implement an abstraction layer in native OS code, then provide a standard interface for the Java applications to perform those tasks. Finally, when some underlying platform does not support all the features a Java application expects, the class libraries work to gracefully handle the absent components, either by emulation to provide a substitute, or at least by providing a consistent way to check for the presence of a specific feature. For more information, please see the Wikipedia article Java Class Library. Section 1.3, Languages. The word Java alone usually refers to the Java programming language that was designed for use with the Java platform. Programming languages are typically outside of the scope of the phrase platform, although the Java programming language was listed as a core part of the Java platform before Java 7. The language and runtime were therefore commonly considered a single unit. However, an effort was made with the Java 7 specification to more clearly treat the Java language and the Java virtual machine as separate entities, so that they are no longer considered a single unit. Third parties have produced many compilers or interpreters that target the JVM. Some of these are for existing languages, while others are for extensions to the Java language. These include BeanShell, a lightweight scripting language for Java. Clojure, a dialect of the Lisp programming language. Groovy, a dynamic language with features similar to those of Python, Ruby, Perl, and Smalltalk. JRuby, a Ruby interpreter. Jython, a Python interpreter that includes Jython C, a Python to Java bytecode compiler, Rhino, a JavaScript interpreter, Scala, a multi-paradigm programming language designed as a better Java. For more information on languages, please see the Wikipedia articles List of JVM Languages and JVM Programming Languages. Section 1.4, Similar Platforms. The success of Java and its write once, run anywhere concept has led to other similar efforts, notably the .NET framework, appearing since 2002, which incorporates many of the successful aspects of Java. .NET in its complete form, Microsoft's implementation, is currently only fully available on Windows platforms, whereas Java is fully available on many platforms. .NET was built from the ground up to support multiple programming languages, while the Java platform was initially built to support only the Java language, although many other languages have been made for the JVM since. .NET includes a Java-like language called Visual J Sharp, formerly named J++, that is incompatible with the Java specification, and the associated class library mostly dates to the old JDK 1.1 version of the language. For these reasons, it is more a transitional language to switch from Java to the Microsoft .NET platform than a first-class Microsoft .NET language. Visual J Sharp was discontinued with the release of Microsoft Visual Studio 2008. The existing version, shipping with Visual Studio 2005, will be supported until 2015, as per the product lifecycle strategy. For more information on similar platforms, please see the Wikipedia article Comparison of the Java and .NET Platforms and Comparison of C# and Java. Section 1.5, Java Development Kit. The Java Development Kit, or JDK, is a Sun product aimed at Java developers. Since the introduction of Java, it has been by far the most widely used Java Software Development Kit, or SDK. It contains a Java compiler, a full copy of the Java Runtime Environment, or JRE, and many other important development tools. For more information on the Java Development Kit, please see the Wikipedia article Java Development Kit. Section 2, History. The Java platform and language began as an internal project at Sun Microsystems in December 1990, providing an alternative to the C++C programming languages. Engineer Patrick Naughton had become increasingly frustrated with the state of Sun's C++ and C application programming interfaces, or APIs, and tools. While considering moving to Next, Naughton was offered a chance to work on new technology, and thus the Stealth Project was started. The Stealth Project was soon renamed to the Green Project, with James Gosling and Mike Sheridan joining Naughton. Together with other engineers, they began work in a small office on Sand Hill Road in Menlo Park, California. They were attempting to develop a new technology for programming next-generation smart appliances, which Sun expected to be a major new opportunity. The team originally considered using C++, but it was rejected for several reasons. Because they were developing an embedded system with limited resources, they decided that C needed too much memory, and that its complexity led to developer errors. The language's lack of garbage collection meant that programmers had to manually manage system memory, a challenging and error-prone task. The team was also troubled by the language's lack of portable facilities for security, distributed programming, and threading. Finally, they wanted a platform that could be easily ported to all types of devices. Bill Joy had envisioned a new language combining MESA and C. In a paper called Further, he proposed to Sun that its engineers should produce an object-oriented environment based on C++. Initially, Gosling attempted to modify and extend C++, that he referred to as C++ plus plus, minus minus, but soon abandoned that in favor of creating a new language, which he called Oak, after the tree that stood just outside his office. By summer of 1992, they were able to demonstrate portions of the new platform, including the Green OS, the Oak language, the libraries, and the hardware. Their first attempt, demonstrated on September 3, 1992, focused on building a personal digital assistant, or PDA, device named Star 7 that had a graphical interface and a smart agent called Duke to assist the user. In November of that year, the Green Project was spun off to become First Person, a wholly owned subsidiary of Sun Microsystems, and the team relocated to Palo Alto, California. The First Person team was interested in building highly interactive devices, and when Time Warner issued a Request for Proposal, or RFP, for a set-top box, First Person changed their target and responded with a proposal for a set-top box platform. However, the cable industry felt that their platform gave too much control to the user, and First Person lost their bid to SGI. An additional deal with the 3DO company for a set-top box also failed to materialize. Unable to generate interest within the TV industry, the company was rolled back into Sun. Section 2.1, Java Meets the Internet. In June and July 1994, after 3 days of brainstorming with John Gage, the director of science for Sun, Gosling, Joy, Naughton, Wayne Rosing, and Eric Schmidt, the team retargeted the platform for the World Wide Web. They felt that with the advent of graphical web browsers like Mosaic, the Internet was on its way to evolving into the same highly interactive medium that they had envisioned for cable TV. As a prototype, Naughton wrote a small browser, WebRunner, named after the movie Blade Runner, later renamed Hot Java. That year, the language was renamed Java, after a trademark search revealed that Oak was used by Oak Technology. Although Java 1.0a was available for download in 1994, the first public release of Java was 1.0a2, with the Hot Java browser on May 23, 1995, announced by Gage at the Sun World Conference. His announcement was accompanied by a surprise announcement by Mark Andreessen, Executive Vice President of Netscape Communications Corporation, that Netscape browsers would be including Java support. On January 9, 1996, the Java Group was formed by Sun Microsystems to develop the technology. Section 2.2, Version History. The Java language has undergone several changes since JDK, Java Development Kit, 1.0 was released on January 23, 1996, as well as numerous additions of classes and packages to the standard library. Since J2SE 1.4, the evolution of the Java language has been governed by the Java Community Process, or JCP, which uses Java Specification Requests, or JSRs, to propose and specify additions and changes to the Java platform. The language is specified by the Java Language Specification, or JLS. Changes to the JLS are managed under JSR 901. JDK 1.1 was released on February 19, 1997. Major additions included an extensive retooling of the AWT event model, inner classes added to the language, Java Beans, and JDBC. J2SE 1.2, released on December 8, 1998, codename Playground. This and subsequent releases through J2SE 5.0 were rebranded Java 2, and the version name J2SE, which stands for Java 2 Platform Standard Edition, replaced JDK to distinguish the base platform from J2EE, which stands for Java 2 Platform Enterprise Edition, and J2ME, which stands for Java 2 Platform Micro Edition. Major additions included Reflection, a collections framework, Java IDL an interface description language implementation for CORBA interoperability, and the integration of the Swing graphical API into the core classes. A Java plugin was released, and Sun's JVM was equipped with a JIT compiler for the first time. J2SE 1.3, released on May 8, 2000, codename Kestrel. Notable changes included the bundling of the Hotspot JVM. The Hotspot JVM was first released in April 1999 for the J2SE 1.2 JVM. Java Sound, Java Naming and Directory Interface, JNDI, and Java Platform Debugger Architecture, JPDA. J2SE 1.4, released on February 6, 2002, codename Merlin. This was the first release of the Java platform developed under the Java Community Process as JSR 59. Major changes included regular expressions modeled after Perl, exception chaining, an integrated XML parser and XSLT parser, JAXP, and Java Web Start. J2SE 5.0, released on September 30, 2004, codename Tiger. Originally numbered 1.5, which is still used as the internal version number. Developed under JSR 176, Tiger added several significant new language features, including the for each loop, generics, autoboxing, and var args. Java SE 6, released on December 11, 2006, codename Mustang, is bundled with a database manager and facilitates the use of scripting languages with the JVM, such as JavaScript using Mozilla's Rhino engine. As of this version, Sun replaced the name J2SE with Java SE and dropped the .o from the version number. Other major changes include support for pluggable annotations, JSR 269, lots of GUI improvements, including native GUI enhancements to support the look and feel of Windows Vista, and improvements to the Java Platform Debugger Architecture, JPDA, and JVM tool interface for better monitoring and troubleshooting. The current version, Java SE 7, released on July 28, 2011, codename Dolphin, was developed under JSR 336. This version added many small language changes, including strings in switch, try with resources, and type inference for generic instance creation. The JVM was extended with support for dynamic languages, while the class library was extended, among others, with a joined fork framework, an improved new file I/O library, and support for new network protocols such as SCTP. Java 7 Update 25 was released to the public on June 18, 2013. In addition to the new language changes, much more dramatic changes have been made to the Java class library over the years, which has grown from a few hundred classes in JDK 1.0 to over 3,000 classes in J2SE 5.0. Entire new APIs, such as Swing and Java 2D, have been introduced, and many of the original JDK 1.0 classes and methods have been deprecated. For more information on Java's version history, please see the Wikipedia article Java Version History. Section 3, Usage. Section 3.1, Desktop Use. According to Sun, the Java runtime environment is found in over 850 million PCs. Microsoft has not bundled a Java Runtime Environment, JRE, with its operating systems since Sun Microsystems sued Microsoft for adding Windows-specific classes to the bundled Java Runtime Environment, and for making the new classes available through Visual J++. A Java Runtime Environment is bundled with Apple's Mac OS X, although, as of the Java for Mac OS X 10.6 Update 3 release, the Apple-supplied runtime is deprecated and may be removed from future OS releases. And many Linux distributions include the partially compatible free software package GNU ClassPath, and increasingly mostly compatible Iced-T. Some Java applications are in fairly widespread desktop use, including the NetBeans and Eclipse integrated development environments, and file-sharing clients such as LimeWire and Vue. Java is also used in the MATLAB mathematics programming environment, both for rendering the user interface and as part of the core system. Java provides cross-platform user interface for some high-end collaborative applications, like Lotus Notes. Section 3.2, Mobile Devices. Java ME has become popular in mobile devices, where it competes with Symbian, Brew, and the .NET Compact framework. The diversity of mobile phone manufacturers has led to a need for new unified standards so programs can run on phones from different suppliers, MIDP. The first standard was MIDP1, which assumed a small screen size, no access to audio, and a 32 kilobyte program limit. The more recent MIDP2 allows access to audio and up to 64 kilobytes for the program size. With handset designs improving more rapidly than the standards, some manufacturers relax some limitations in the standards, for example, maximum program size. Google's Android operating system uses the Java language, but not its class libraries. Therefore, the Android platform cannot be called Java. Android executes the code on the Dalvik VM instead of the Java VM. Section 3.3, Web Server and Enterprise Use. The Java platform has become a mainstay of enterprise IT development since the introduction of the Enterprise Edition in 1998 in two different ways. 1. Through the coupling of Java to the web server, the Java platform has become a leading platform for integrating the web with enterprise back-end systems. This has allowed companies to move part or all of their business to the internet environment by way of highly interactive online environments, such as highly dynamic websites, that allow the customer direct access to the business process, for example, online banking websites, airline booking systems, and so on. This trend has continued from its initial web-based start. The Java platform has matured into an enterprise integration role in which legacy systems are unlocked to the outside world through bridges built on the Java platform. This trend has been supported for Java platform support for EAI standards like messaging and web services, and has fueled the inclusion of the Java platform as a development basis in such standards as SCA, XAM, and others. Java has become the standard development platform for many companies' IT departments, which do most or all of their corporate development in Java. This type of development is usually related to company-specific tooling, for example, a booking tool for an airline, and the choice for the Java platform is often driven by a desire to leverage existing Java infrastructure to build highly intelligent and interconnected tools. 2. The Java platform has become the main development platform for many software tools and platforms that are produced by third-party software groups, commercial, open source, and hybrid, and are used as configurable, rather than programmable, tools by companies. Examples in this category include web servers, application servers, databases, enterprise service buses, business process management, or BPM, tools, and content management systems. Enterprise use of Java has also long been the main driver of open-source interest in the platform. This interest has inspired open-source communities to produce a large amount of software, including simple function libraries, development frameworks such as the Spring Framework, Apache Wicket, the Dojo Toolkit, and Hibernate, and open-source implementations of standards and tools such as Apache Tomcat, the GlassFish Application Server, and the Mule and Apache Service Mix Enterprise Service Buses. Section 4. Mascot. Duke is Java's mascot. When Sun announced that Java SE and Java ME would be released under a free software license, the GNU General Public License, they released the Duke graphics under the free BSD license at the same time. A new Duke personality is created every year. For example, in July 2011, Future Tech Duke included a bigger nose, a jetpack, and blue wings. To see a picture of Duke, please see the Wikipedia page. Section 5. Licensing. The source code for Sun's implementations of Java, that is the de facto reference implementation, has been available for some time, but until recently, the license terms severely restricted what could be done with it without signing, and generally paying for, a contract with Sun. As such, these terms did not satisfy the requirements of either the Open Source Initiative or the Free Software Foundation to be considered open source or free software, and Sun Java was therefore a proprietary platform. While several third-party projects, for example GNU ClassPath and Apache Harmony, created free software partial Java implementations, the large size of the Sun libraries, combined with the use of cleanroom methods, meant that their implementations of the Java libraries, the compiler and VM are comparatively small and well-defined, were incomplete and not fully compatible. These implementations also tended to be far less optimized than Sun's. Section 5.1. Free Software. Sun announced in Java 1 2006 that Java would become free and open-source software, and on October 25, 2006, at the Oracle Open World Conference, Jonathan I. Schwartz said that the company was set to announce the release of the core Java platform as free and open-source software within 30 to 60 days. Sun released the Java Hotspot virtual machine and compiler as free software under the GNU General Public License on November 13, 2006, with a promise that the rest of the JDK, which includes the JRE, would be placed under the GPL by March 2007, except for a few components that Sun does not have the right to publish in source form under the GPL. According to Richard Stallman, this would mean an end to the Java trap. Mark Shuttleworth called the initial press announcement, quote, "a real milestone for the free software community," unquote. Sun released the source code of the class library under GPL on May 8, 2007, except some limited parts that were licensed by Sun from third parties who did not want their code to be released under a free software and open source license. Some of the encumbered parts turned out to be fairly key parts of the platform, such as font rendering and 2D rasterizing, but these were released as open source later by Sun. Sun's goal is to replace the parts that remain proprietary and closed source with alternative implementations and make the class library completely free and open source. A third-party project called Ice-T has created a completely free and highly usable JDK by replacing encumbered code with either stubs or code from GNU ClassPath. Ice-T is currently available on Fedora 7 and Ubuntu. In June 2008, it was announced that Ice-T 6, as the packaged version of OpenJDK on Fedora 9, has passed the technology compatibility kit tests and can claim to be a fully compatible Java 6 implementation. Section 6. Criticism. Section 6.1. Generics. When generics were added to Java 5.0, there was already a large framework of classes, many of which were already deprecated, so generics were chosen to be implemented using erasure to allow for migration compatibility and reuse of these existing classes. This limited the features that could be provided by this edition as compared to other languages. For more information on generics, please see the Wikipedia page Generics in Java. Section 6.2, Unsigned Integer Types. Java lacks native unsigned integer types. Unsigned data is often generated from programs written in C, and the lack of these types prevents direct data interchange between C and Java. Unsigned large numbers are also used in many numeric processing fields, including cryptography, which can make Java less convenient to use for these tasks. Although it is possible to partially circumvent this problem with conversion code and using larger data types, it makes using Java cumbersome for handling unsigned data. While a 32-bit signed integer may be used to hold a 16-bit unsigned value with relative ease, a 32-bit unsigned value would require a 64-bit signed integer. Additionally, a 64-bit unsigned value cannot be stored using any integer type in Java, because no type larger than 64 bits exists in the Java language. If abstracted using functions, function calls become necessary for many operations which are native to some other languages. Alternatively, it is possible to use Java's signed integers to emulate unsigned integers of the same size, but this requires detailed knowledge of complex bitwise operations. To see more criticisms of Java, please see the Wikipedia page Criticism of Java. Section 6.3, Floating Point Arithmetic. While Java's floating point arithmetic is largely based on IEEE 754, entitled Standard for Binary Floating Point Arithmetic, certain features are not supported even when using the strict FP modifier, such as exception flags and directed routings, capabilities mandated by IEEE Standard 754. Additionally, the extended precision floating point types permitted in 754 and present in many processors are not permitted in Java. Section 6.4, Performance. In the early days of Java, before the Hotspot VM was implemented in Java 1.3 in 2000, there were some criticisms of performance. Java has been demonstrated to run at speeds close to that of native code. However, benchmarks typically report Java as being about 2 times slower than C, a language which compiles to native code. Java's performance has improved substantially since the early versions. Performance of JIT, or just-in-time, compilers, relative to native compilers, has in some optimized tests been shown to be quite similar. Java bytecode can either be interpreted at runtime by a virtual machine, or it can be compiled, at load time or runtime, into native code which runs directly on the computer's hardware. Interpretation is slower than native execution, and compilation at load time or runtime has an initial performance penalty for the compilation. Modern performance JVM implementations all use the compilation approach, so after the initial startup time, the performance is equivalent to native code. For more information on the performance of Java, please see the Wikipedia page Java Performance. Section 6.5, Security. The Java platform provides a security architecture which is designed to allow the user to run untrusted bytecode in a sandboxed manner to protect against malicious or poorly written software. This sandboxing feature is intended to protect the user by restricting access to certain platform features and APIs which could be exploited by malware, such as accessing the local file system, running arbitrary commands, or accessing communication networks. In recent years, researchers have discovered numerous security flaws in some widely used Java implementations, including Oracle's, which allow untrusted code to bypass the sandboxing mechanism, exposing users to malicious attacks. These flaws affect only Java applications which execute arbitrary untrusted bytecode, such as web browser plugins that run Java applets downloaded from public websites. Applications where the user trusts and has full control over all Java code being executed are unaffected. On August 31, 2012, Java 6 and 7 on Microsoft Windows, Mac OS X, and Linux were found to have a serious security flaw that allowed a remote exploit to take place by simply loading a malicious web page. Java 5 was later found to be flawed as well. On January 10, 2013, three computer specialists spoke out against Java, telling routers that it was not secure and that people should disable Java. Jamie Blasco, labs manager with Alien Vault Labs, stated that, quote, "Java is a mess. It's not secure. You have to disable it," unquote. This vulnerability affects Java 7, and it is unclear if it affects Java 6, so it is suggested that consumers disable it. Security alerts from Oracle announce schedules of critical security-related patches to Java. On January 14, 2013, security experts said that the update still failed to protect PCs from attack. This exploit hole prompted a response from the United States Department of Homeland Security encouraging users to disable or uninstall Java. Apple blacklisted Java completely for all computers running its Mac OS X operating system. You have just finished listening to Java, Software Platform, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. This recording was last updated on August 19, 2013. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 Unported License, available at creativecommons.org/licenses/by-sa/3.0.